everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday CBS radio show, Creation Lights Ship Healing. And the date today that we're going to be clearing is January 17, 2018. Supposed to go back in time on this day, 2017, 16, 15, back to probably when you were born. Turn away the energies that are accorded to you from this date. So here we go, releasing this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bring up the light being on your monitor screen. We'll bring in peace energy for you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Again, if you have a situation going on, an owie or emotional trauma or something, think of it now. Like the release shelf, that one timeline that you're visiting and connected to. So here we go. Think of it. Releasing you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Michelle, we'll turn it over to you.
Okay, hi. Hello and welcome everyone to Creation Lightship on the Wednesday night show. And we are live today. And if you want to write in, our email is clfquestions@yahoo.com. Thank you to all the people who have written in. We have lots and lots of questions already in here. If you also want it to be anonymous, you can just go on the fast chat and write a question or a testimonial in that way. And, okay, so, Ron, the first question that we have here is, it says, they're wondering about ungrounding. I think it says, what if you feel ungrounded or spacey?
Well, normally that means that you're not in your body properly. You can do the be here now clearing. That should bring you into the present moment to be here. That would work. Mind to heart chakra would work too. So that's what I'd recommend. Those.
Okay, good. Yeah, they actually say our long-term lightship visits ungrounding. So they might be a newbie, but I have found it to be very much like you just feel normal, not spacey at all. More, yeah, just in my body.
Yep.
What do you have to say, though, Ron, about people who they feel they want to maybe connect to the earth or ground to the earth? Is that necessary?
No, because you're harming the earth. You don't want to take your negative energy and hook it up to the earth. Your spirit has dramas and traumas to it, too. So, and your body's already connected to the earth. So that's not going to help you at all. And it could bring up more harm. And if you're grounded to the earth and you're on a burial ground, you're getting, you know, or you're in a place where there's bad, you know, grid lines / ley lines. Well, grounding to the earth is one of those, I guess I'd use the word stupid without being too much judgment of what the New Agers are trying to do. You know, just get your spirit back into your body. It has nothing to do with the earth. So back to you.
Okay. Good. And I know, I think that that same type of thing has been addressed a couple of times on the archives as well. Okay, so now this is a question regarding a comment that you made a long time ago when the person who wrote in thinks that you made the comment when you were the old Ron as opposed to the new Ron. So the question is, in the past, before the new Ron, you mentioned that you will not work with people who are dealing with cancer through chemotherapy or radiation because it's very hard on your body and the energy has to run through your body. So now they're wondering if that is still the same situation or if it could be different if an animal has cancer or if a child is on a break from therapy, would you be able to work with them now?
I'll know more in about a month.
Okay. I hadn't made the distinction when you said that before that it was an issue as to whether or not the person was allowing chemotherapy and radiation to also go through their body. So I don't know if that's a factor or not. Okay.
That's the main factor, is that. And it's hard to help people heal when they're choosing to take chemicals to kill them. So it's hello.
Yeah.
So back to you.
Okay, great. Because honestly, it's interesting. I had this very fascinating conversation with this man a long time ago, and I was talking about cancer, and he says, well, you know, in the zodiac, the sign for cancer is a crab or something like that, some sort of a animal crustacean, right? And I said, oh, okay, what does that mean? And he says, well, those types of creatures, crab or lobster, are the only creatures that if they, like, had an arm fall off or something, they could grow it back. And he says all it is just other cells. And so technically it, you know, could be a part of your body, and you just have to get your body healthy. So, okay. All right. So another question says trees. I work with trees running rainbow energy through them. Some are a certain kind that says Christiac. I'm not sure what that is. And some are not. Most trees I work with are birch or maple or dogwood, and they are lovely beings, and they share their strength with me. Cherry and apple trees are great, too. This is just a testimonial.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I love trees. They're fantastic. They're so cool. I like forests, too. They just feel so alive, you know, they're so awesome. Okay, question. Is the harmonic clearing unlimited? Okay, I'm going to look at that one. And I'll be able to tell you, I think that it doesn't say either way, but I think it is unlimited. Yeah, it just says harmonic frequencies clearing when you get it. And that is the unlimited version. I think for some reason that one was priced a little differently. I think it just has one price. It's not priced by your age. So I believe that one is unlimited when you get it. I'm actually going to look at it. Do you think it is too?
Yeah. So in case you're a newbie, when you do your whole lifetime clearing, that's the clearings that are $5 your age. And then you have the option after you do the clearing, or maybe even if you want to purchase it, you know, when you're buying it initially, you know, it's $50 additional to get the unlimited. So you first do your whole lifetime with your current age, and that goes back to zero, inception, we'll call it. That takes it would just say about a half an hour to do approximately. And if you choose to do the unlimited version, then that keeps you current, and that goes, we'll say, into your future from when you had the clearing. So if you bought the unlimited version and you don't go into it for maybe a couple of weeks because nothing is going on with the clearing that you had, and then all of a sudden somebody comes in and does some trauma to you or something, or you have pain or whatever clearing you had, then you go, well, I got this energy now with me, so now I'm going to go into the unlimited version and write down in there what my problem is and about when it's happening. So that's how you stay current with your clearing. That's why you buy the unlimited. The other clearings, if you don't have $5 times your age on it, they're not full lifetime clearings. They're just clearings that we have on the website, like your psychic billboard, and the one you're talking about there. We do have maybe a half a dozen or so of those clearings. Oh, that can help you out to get you more into the present moment with the situation. But the whole lifetime ones are stuff that you brought with yourself upon conception. It's in you. That stuff that's internal, and that's why you need to clean out the internal. Some people ask me questions. They go, well, Ron, can I do this? Can I do this clearing, that clearing, and the other clearing? And, you know, I'm sure you, but you want to always clean out yourself first. And that's what the whole lifetime clearings are for. Otherwise, by doing other clearings, instead of that, you haven't went to the original problem, first cause energy, of why you're dealing with something. So the whole lifetime one, you want to, you know, concentrate first on. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, good. Yeah, thank you for the explanation. While you were explaining that, I looked up the harmonic frequency clearing, and it is aged, or it is priced by, if you're over 20 years old, it's $100. If you're under 20 years old, it's $50, and then it's unlimited once you get it. So it's just that one price. Okay. And it's a fantastic healing, especially if you go out, you listen to music, or if you're around people, maybe their voice doesn't really work for you or kind of sits with you and, you know, not right. It's a really good clearing to do. Okay, this one says, okay, I'm gonna find another one and then I'm going to take my time reading that one. Okay, soul family clearings. And it also says, and alien soul family clearings, which I think we just say soul family. It says, are they permanent? Or could these family members still try to reattach themselves to you?
Well, in the alien realm, you know, nothing is permanent. So it can help you release them. And that's what it's for. But nothing is permanent. You know, healing agenda. And light, there's no such thing as anything. You know, everything is being creative, you know, and you're creating instantly. So and you can uncreate instantly, too. But with the alien agendas here going on, these unwanted universal travelers, nothing is 100%. Will it help you? Of course it will. You know, if you're living with your soul family members, we'll just say that you're younger. And we'll just say that you're listening to the show here and you're 17, have a big family. You have five brothers and sisters, siblings who are older than you, have your parents, and then maybe your parents got a another building outside, you know, where your where their parents are living. So now you got everybody together. Well, yeah, you know, you got all this energy from all these people coming to you. You could do the clearing, and very possibly they may back off with the contract that they have or for you. Don't, you know, if you don't get maybe a long reprieve from them, then do the clearing again. So that's kind of the way it works. Well, it does give you a reprieve from them. Wanting to steal your energy or forcing you, I should say forcing your spirit to connect with things to cause your body harm. So that's the main thing that why you want to, you know, get rid of soul family energies and people so you're not connected strongly to them. They'll want you to reincarnate too, back into, you know, the realms of darkness. Back to you, Michelle.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, so this next question has to do with when we are on the Saturday call and then the three Sunday calls, it says, for the calls, are we in quarantine all month long?
Yes, you are in quarantine. Request a healing because the quarantine energies that you're in is to find your spirit and bits and pieces of you that the dark side has stolen. Well, that's what they're doing is working on you for 1 month until, you know, the next Sunday starts to the next month. And then you're off that energy. If you sign up for 1 month only, sign up for, say, 30 days approximately, and then when the next Sunday call starts, then you're not on the call any longer or in quarantine. Quarantine is just to help you get your parts back, bits and pieces. You can't input anything because that energy is not conducive for you to onto anything. Back to you.
Okay, good. All right, the next person writes in, they say they're asking for a healing for my granddaughter because she has a skin disorder. And they're wondering, what clearing do you recommend?
What kind of disorder?
Well, it's eczema, I believe. So.
Okay, skin, yeah.
Well,
you just looking at it, when somebody cords you, they cord your skin, so maybe energetic cording. Maybe your auric field is all contaminated. You may want to do one of the clearings that clear off your auric field. You may want to do the psychic billboard, because if you have that or the person has that, they know about it, and they're probably in fear of this energy. So like a billboard could help, also a peer clearing. Maybe they're doing problems with anxiety, so do an anxiety clearing. But we do have the body jumpstart that could help you. Want to make sure that the mind of the body is fully online to help heal you. We do have the oxygen clearing that may help. And there's probably other ones too, but you know, it's an internal problem probably. Don't look for clearings that work also, you know, with you or with your daughter or son or something, you know, that will help to release the energies from inside of them. Now look at, did you have it yourself? Did your grandparents have it? And what's your skin, you know, trying to tell you, you know? Could do the special clearing. That's a whole lifetime clearing, and put skin in there. That could probably help you, because it will start clearing away energies that's attached to your skin. Oh, I guess back to you, Michelle.
Okay, well, those are great suggestions. Yes, thank you. Okay, and the next one says, this is a suggestion for a listener who says they fall asleep during the show. I believe it was discussed on Monday's show. The other listener is offering, how about doing the free clearings for alien head connectors and the alien head implant removal? I'm not sure if they're separate. I think they might be the same one. I'm going to take a look. But yeah, that might actually help, but they're good to do anyway. Yeah, there's a head connector. And I believe that it is the same one. So it's just alien head connectors. Yeah, great one. All the ones that are free, my goodness, they're free. Just do them. But they can only do you some good, so they're all really good. So they're all very useful. All right, thank you, listener. That was a good suggestion. Okay, and then this was also discussed on a previous show just recently. It says, you guys were discussing people biting their nails. And this listener wrote in response to the question about biting nails and anxiety, I would say that for me, that is accurate. I don't bite my nails, but I bite the skin around my nails. And I know that it is a symptom of anxiety. I have actually been looking at a website that tells you what emotions cause different illnesses. And that has helped me to understand what healings I may need for myself. That's great. So you can look at the illness you have and go, oh, well, it's caused from this emotion or whatever, and then you can zero in on that on your clearings. So thank you very much, listener. Very good suggestion. I know Louise Hay also is able to target what body part or what thinking or emotion might be behind certain illnesses. Okay, let's see. I'm going to find You have a lot of good stuff in here.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, if you clear that, the emotions on that, you may also need to do entities. Maybe entities are in you who like biting your nails or skin. And also, that could have turned into an addiction. I'm going to do the addiction clearing. And then there's also a clearing which we don't talk about, but it's on the website. It's a whole lifetime one also, and that's being a martyr. Oh, anyway, just ideas there for you guys. Back to you, Michelle.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about the martyr one. That one is never discussed. I was kind of taught that a martyr was somebody who kind of gave themselves up for a cause or something.
Yep, that's how I would probably say that. So with a fingernail biting your skin, you're doing something to cause yourself harm. Whatever the cause would be, which you may not know, but you're harming yourself. So there's people that, I guess they used to call them, and it's probably still out there, but the people who get a razor blade and splash their skin, you know? Well, you know, why are they doing that, you know? You can't really go back in time and get your scars taken away from you from a razor blade, you know? So turn yourself into a martyr. And then you have people courting you by looking at your scars. So anyway, so that clearing is on the website. So if you feel like you're... maybe that goes along with the depression clearing, you know? You're doing something to yourself that's anti-life in a sense. You must be really down the rat hole quite far. But we do have that clearing. It's a whole lifetime one. So back to you.
Okay, yeah, it is a whole lifetime one. Yep, thank you for explaining that. Okay, this next question is about digital photos, and it says, with the invention of digital cameras these days, we take an excess amount of photos, and we have many taken of us. Often the camera shutter on the mobile or other cameras can even take multiple photos with one hit. We have hundreds of photos of ourselves with family and friends in our photo library on our computer. How can we get our spirit back from them?
Boy, you could, okay, let me start the question over again here a little bit. So when your spirit leaves your body and your spirit is now in the photo, okay, so looking at that aspect, you need to clean your body out because when your spirit leaves you, normally something will come in fairly quickly to hope to gain that space, which could be entities, might even be orbs or something on your body. Some type of negative energy could attach to you to that space because it wants to use your physical body to give it energy. Since your physical body has its own spirit to it, even if the one that looks out of your eyes leaves you temporarily for that photo, Then at that point, you know, it's still getting spirit energy, but you got to clean yourself out in order to bring yourself back to you. Well, that's what you need to do first. Call your spirit back to you. It would come back to you if it could. That's probably what I would do, and then also do maybe the mind a heart drop and the be here now. But you need to clean yourself out to get your spirit to come back in again. Do have clearings for spirit infusion for integration on the website that you could go to also to help yourself. But remember, you got to clean out the area where your spirit used to be because it's probably home to something else that you know nothing about. Back to you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's true. A lot of people take a lot of photos. I kind of have stopped taking photos. But I know I have some from the past, so that's good advice. Okay.
Oh, and we'll say all the photos that you have, you know. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden you get out your phone and you click on a picture that you've taken of yourself, maybe 6 months ago. Well, instantly, you're now on a timeline of 6 months ago. You probably completely forgot about it, and you're still on it, but now you're reinforcing it because you're looking at a picture of what you were doing 6 months ago. You had 1,000 pictures on your phone of events that you have stored there that you were, you know, either involved with, typically, or, you know, pictures of you, and you got a lot of work to do. You have to do a lot of timeline crashes to get rid of those situations. If you took a picture of, like, a flower, and if you look at the flower, you know, by going back through your pictures, you're just going to pick up probably the energy of the flower because you're not really involved and quartered to that flower, hopefully. So what's tough with people, you know, all of a sudden those people are courting you when you look at that picture. So you're connected to people. So nature pictures probably won't do that much damage to you because they're already in their own realm and energy system of what they are. But when you have people are relating to you. So that's kind of what I would suggest.
Okay.
So nature would carry the energy in the present moment, in the now, and, you know, you really can't cord anything when you're in the now. You should all know that. We talk about that a lot. That's where you do the mind a heart drop. So that's why they're perfectly safe. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. The next one is kind of about that as well, but on a different thing. It says your spirit in your creation. So it says, I have knitted garments for my little grandchildren. When they outgrow them, they are passed on to other children. I am wondering if I've placed the garments I make in front of the Be Here Now clearing, if that will return my spirit.
I'm sure that could help. Boy. Probably want to do an energetic cord release on the clothing that you made to take the cords off of it, because it's not only you. Like if you created and made something for, just to say a baby, for instance, and, you know, parents got it and they put this whatever it is on the baby, and now babies grow real quick, so maybe after 4 months it's no longer even useful. So the parents go, well, what are we going to do with this here? Well, remember, it's not so much your energy that's in there. You know, it is in there, but it's probably, you know, more like the baby's energy is in it. Now the parents say, oh, we'll just wash it and maybe give it to the Goodwill or something. You know, well, hello. Now who's going to get that? What if the child that picks it up at the Goodwill has some kind of terminal illness? Now you're infecting your maybe grandchild or something, right, with that terminal illness of the other child who now has the garment. So, you know, but that's why we sort of say, in a sense, you know, to like with books and things or even pictures, to burn them to get rid of the energy. Otherwise, well, it's being passed on to other people. That's not a good idea. So that's how I see that. But, it's still your choice. When you hear this, you're going to go, oh, boy, I really don't want to harm my grandchild or somebody.
Yeah.
You might try clearing to discharge it. Can't guarantee it's going to be 100%. What if it gets rid of 99%? Well, you still got 1% left on it, and you don't want to infect or slime the person that had it before with somebody else's energy. It's a different way of looking at it. You know, it's your choice, what you're choosing to do. It will be courted by somebody else when they pick it up. You can go into any kind of secondhand store, and if you're partly sensitive at all, you know, and you get a garment, a piece of clothing of anything, a shirt or whatever, and you, as soon as you touch it with your hand, man, all that energy from that clothing comes into you. It's got slimed, and all these alien critters are coming into your body, and who knows what, and it just is doing body hopping from whoever touches it. So, anyway, I guess I don't have anything real positive to say about it. Just be aware and know that you could have problems. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. All right. Yeah, definitely. All right. The next one, this is about the half price, how that works. And it says half price stopping at 60 years. I'm not quite sure. I'm just going to read this. Just wanted to clarify with Whole Life Clearings, your 50% discount offer and the $5 cost per age, stopping at 60 years. That means if age 66, you pay the total of $5 for 30 years, being half of 60. You can buy clearings for people older than 60 years. I'm not sure what that's about, but
I believe... So the website caps the healings at 60. So if you're over 60, you're only paying for the age of 60.
Okay.
When you're clearing, let's just say that you are 60, so you pay $5 times your age. You use the PayPal button. You do that. You get sent the codes. This is for the whole lifetime clearings we're talking about. This is stuff that's internal with you that you want to clean out of yourself. So now when you go in to do the clearing, you put your current age in. So maybe you're 80, so you put 80 in. You don't put 60, you put 80 in, and you clear the energy from that going from 80 down to zero. Now, the half-price special, what you do is you go in, and if you buy a clearing for regular price, the next one is half-price. But then it would be, since you pay for the age of 60, then you just put 30 in on your age. Pay for that, but you have to let me know on an email that it's okay to do that before you buy the clearing. And so it's regular price, half price, and I need to know what it is.
Okay, but I think I'm understanding the question is going that if the person, let's say they're on their half price one, they've already paid the full price for the first one, and they are doing the half price one, but they are 66 years old, then half of that would be 33 years old.
No. It caps off at 60. So whatever age you are, 60 and older, you're only paying for the 60. But then you just go in and you put half that.
Okay. So that means anybody over the age of 60, it's always their second one's always going to be 30.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, and then let's see. Ooh, we got a lot of questions in here. Awesome. Okay. This, I believe this is a testimony. It's a little longer, though. I'm going to wait on that one. Maybe we can get that when we have a little more time in the show. For the nail biting, somebody suggests it's a repetitive habit. Do the robotic clearing.
Yeah, that's good. And maybe you may want to try... the nine loop one clearing, maybe your mind is working, you know, with you, and you think, oh, I got to bite my nails now. You know, maybe it's more subconscious. So that mind clearing could do that, you know, mind loop one. And it's possible going out, looking at it a little bit further out here, maybe somebody did a spell on you and you started biting your nails, you know? That somebody wants you to do that. Maybe they're in competition with you, or they were maybe in grade school, high school, so they go, well, pick this person here. We'll make them, you know, chew up their fingernails or skin, and then nobody will like them as much because they see them doing some kind of weird thing, you know, by doing that, and nobody else is doing it, so now I can be more popular. You know, naturally, nobody wants to be around a nail biter or skin, you know, tear off around your fingers or something, you know? You never know what people think, but, you know, it could be a spell put on you. So, another way of looking at it. So that's you, Michelle.
Okay. And then I think this is a request for a healing. It says, are you able to balance our iron levels? Mine is too low.
I would suggest that what you do is go on the website and do the object clearing, get a glass of water, and go in there and, you know, and put in there that you want to have maybe more iron or minerals, something like that, and do the water charging that way for you. Back to you, Michelle.
Okay, good. Another listener suggestion about the person with eczema. It says to timeline crash the skin condition. So that would entail you buying the timeline crash for your granddaughter.
Yep. Remember, you know, anything that's going on with you, you're on timelines doing that. That's what we're kind of talking about events here. So everything is on a timeline. Hard to say how you got put onto the timeline. Your soul family members put you on the timeline because they were talking about something and you know, or you saw something on TV and you got put on a timeline. Those are all lives that you're living once you're on it. And they don't go away unless you timeline crash them. Also look at maybe the keyword intercept. Or, you know, natal barcode. That one's a very nice clearing. Start having situations happening to you because it may be hard inside of you to go off at a certain age. So the natal barcode, you might be able to put the time in, maybe age or something, and clear that away from you. That would be something internally that's awakened, and now you're following that script of your natal barcode. So back to you.
Okay, great. Another listener made a suggestion. It says, this is about the harmonic frequency clearing because when you do that, you can only do one section at a time. And they're wondering, for those of us who have been with you for many years, would it be possible to have the webmaster change the page so you can click all of the 11 steps at once?
No.
And, okay.
It'd be too hard on your body, no.
Yeah, they're all separate things.
They're all different clearings, so yeah, you can't do them all at once.
Okay.
Body, you know, unhappy with you. You might get sick or something because you're running too much energy. You're running energy out of you to get rid of stuff. Remember, the clearings take away things from you. And once they're taken away, then your body has to rebalance in the now to, you know, help itself out. If you took away too much at one time, you might, in a sense, you know, freak out your mind or your body. Take a while for it to reintegrate. No, you don't want to click a lot of things at once. It's very detrimental to you. You will eventually come out of it, you know. You're trying to mentalize an experience that it's going to be okay for you to do that. Mind will always trick you. So back to you.
Okay. this is about the soul family disconnection that we were speaking about earlier. This person says they feel that they are an alien. And do they have to buy a separate clearing for alien and human family disconnection? Or may I use the one clearing, which is the soul family disconnection, and add an alien next to my name? I think you only have the soul family disconnection.
Yeah, yeah. That should be fine. So you're still human, though. You know, but the fact that your spirit could be an alien spirit, you know, maybe your ship crashed here, you know, maybe 500 years ago, and you know that you're a little strange because you don't relate to the Earth compared to people that's been here for, you know, 50,000 years. So you do feel strange, and you have probably a more connection to spirit that way. So, you know, it's not that you're really an alien, even though you may, you know, have those traits. But, yeah, it's still soul family stuff that you got stuck into because you had to find a body to live in. And then that body has a soul family connection. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. I was just reading this next very good question. This is about kind of the logistics of computers. I have been buying small chip computers and ICD modules to build a multiple screen healing system. So far, I have 3 screens and plan on adding more. My question is, does the size and or resolution of the screen influence the efficacy of the healing? Is the screen just acting to give the CLS my spirit and body's GPS location, and then the CLS directly connects with me, or is the clearing energy being modulated over the light that is emitted from the monitor, and therefore the monitor is the influencing factor? So they're wondering, is a 3-inch screen as effective as a large 20-inch screen?
Okay, so what's happening is the screen that's lit up is sending to you an image. Okay, it's putting out light, let's call it that, because the screen is lit up. Okay? Not that it's source light, but the screen is lit up. So the larger the image is on your screen, the more the light beam energies through the pixels can work and transmit energy to you. And in a different way, I think I heard the word a 3-inch screen, some, you know, phone or something. So it will give you whatever it can, but compared to a larger screen, maybe let's say it's a 20-inch screen compared to your computer, you know, that might be, say, let's say a tablet or something, okay? So what's going to give you more energy coming to you? It'll be more of an energy from the larger screen. Is the larger screen going to be more potent or give you a better healing? Maybe not, but it will give you more energy, in a sense, coming to you. You may feel it more. Okay? So if you had a lot of screens up around you, let's just say that somehow were able to get in your room, we'll say, 10 monitors, and you put them on your walls around you, and they all have the same light beam up, or you had the Creation Lightship logo, insignia. So you would have a lot of energy coming toward you, which would probably be able to give you more source energy coming into your body as compared to just one monitor. What I'll do for you is, since you're sitting somewhere probably, you're laying down, what I want you to do is focus on one item, and you probably have your monitor up with the light being up. So that's what you have now, and you're getting energy as I'm talking to you. It's coming through the light being on your monitor screen, and you may even have your picture in front of it. What I'm going to do now is I want you to look maybe to your left side and just pick something that's there. Maybe it's maybe you have a dresser. I'm going to energize that dresser. Then look behind you. Maybe you're on your bed and you have a headboard. Okay, so I'll energize that. Maybe it's a window instead. You know, I don't know. But then look on your right side now. And maybe, you know, from there you have a doorway going outside. But what I'm going to do is energize those three energies around you plus what you have in front of you. Okay, so you're going to have actually four things energized. If you have your computer, then that will automatically be one that we're using. So here we go. So I'm going to first, if you have your computer up, we're going to just energize that a little bit because it's already energized anyway, but I'll count to 10 to do that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now I'm going to energize energy to the left of you, and you need to select something that, you know, will hold the charge, doesn't matter what it is. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now something behind you will energize. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And to your right side, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now I'm going to energize them all together. May not change too much, but here we go. I need to get a quick drink here. And I'm going to energize them all together. And then I'll, after they're energized, I'm going to drop the energy on everything and just have the original, like, monitor up. So here we go. I'm going to count to 100 to energize everything that we talked about. Unison. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Now the energy is coming to you from all sides, we'll say. Just kind of sense how that feels here. Naturally, if you had the monitors up, it would be a little stronger than what it is right now. But this is just a test for you. Okay, I'm going to count to 10, and all the energy will drop down except for your computer monitor. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So now it's all disconnected except for the monitor. And just see how your body's feeling. And that should answer your question about having multiple monitors. And does the size matter? In a sense, it will, yes, as you have more energy coming to you because you have a larger picture. Is it going to give you more healings? Maybe not. But you will feel the presence more. Okay, so back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. Thank you. So let's see here. Oh, wanted to make an announcement. It was talked about on Monday's show for sure. Ron is running the special again for his next three conferences coming up. It's usually $100 to send him your photo, and then it is put in the light chamber. So every time that is running, which is all weekend, then you are getting that energy. And Ron has offered for $200 to have your picture, when you send it to him, in the next three shows coming up. So you basically get one show for free, and you don't have to be there in person, obviously. And how that's done is by making a donation on his website and then emailing him your photo, and then they will print those up. And like Ann mentioned, nobody else sees those, but they do have them in the light chamber. Okay. So another suggestion was made by another listener about the nail biting. It says, the Mind Loop 1 clearing, which can take your mind off of constantly doing the same thing over and over again or thinking about it. Okay. Oh,
that's two. Yeah, that might be a good one.
Yeah.
And then maybe you feel a little disempowered. Maybe you're listening now and you go, oh, boy, this is what I'm doing here. And you may want to get into the self-empowerment clearing, and I think that's a six-week clearing, and pay for that, and get the energies off of you of all different types of things. And maybe one of those, I think there's 36 of them or 34, say, issues. Maybe one of those issues is causing you to bite your nails. So this is a very good clearing to do, too. And it can kind of get you jump-started back into life again. So back to you.
Okay, and then another one about nail bitings is also to add the extreme anxiety whole life clearing.
Yep, that's a good one.
Oh, all right. So this one says soul, family, and 4-in-1 clearing. I have done the 4-in-1 with Ron, and I thought it includes the soul family disconnection clearing. How do I run the soul family clearing from the 4-in-1 again?
You can run it again, but you could go on and do the soul family disconnection if you feel that they're creeping into you. You know, it's possible that they have contracts. Remember, you have life contracts with all these soul family members. You might have, 500 of them. And so on the 4-in-1, I take you out of your soul family, but sometimes soul family members, you know, may say, hey, man, this person only did, 250 of these here, and we still got 250 more to go, so we're going to try to tempt them some way to come back in and do something. Now, naturally, you're disconnected. So now it's your free choice if you want to do something, okay? And, it goes pretty deep, as you may not know what you're contracting yourself to do. I mean, your spirit's doing this for you. And hopefully it's smart enough not to do it, but, you never know. So but when you get disconnected from your soul family completely, you should not really have anything happening. You could have an open contract that you would like to solve, or help, I'll give you an example. Maybe one of your soul family members, we'll just say it's maybe you're a parent, right? And you have a child, and the child now is maybe 20 years of age, and the car broke last week, okay? So your soul family contract would be to buy them a new car. And you got disconnected from your soul family, we'll just say a month ago, okay? And then now you go, gee, am I obligated to do that because they need a new car? Well, you can do that if you want to, because that was your contract initially from the darkness to have your spirit, kind of coach you to buy them a new car when they turn 20. That's still kind of running with your soul family, but you're a choice now. So you can still go in there and buy a new car or something or another car. Nothing's really wrong with that. But it could be something else that could be, more negative than that. And, you're a choice to do it still or not. But the actual contract that's there that you're supposed to do, you normally they'll back away from you because they know that you're no longer living there. Your soul family energy. Hopefully that makes a little bit of sense to you. But you are a choice still if they start nagging at you and you just go, no, I don't want to do this anymore. Then they'll back away and maybe not even talk to you about anything. Have to do something for your soul family members. So back to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, I know I had done my soul family clearing as per my age, so the whole life one, and that definitely helped. And then I also did my 4-in-1 clearing, and you saw something much different than I would have ever known, and that had still not been cleared, so I'm not quite sure where it came from, but what you cleared was slightly different than the whole life clearing, or maybe the whole life clearing just cleared the emotion of it. But I still have the choice to see those people again if I feel like it. But it is nice that it kind of just means their energy isn't all over you. I don't know how else to put it, but it's pretty cool. I like it. Okay. The next question is about, oh, it's about the digital photos. It says clean out the body of entities. But what about something else? If it came in an alien attack page, many options. What came in possibly, and could a soul family member come in to do a soul family disconnect? And they're going back to the digital photos. So I'm not sure if they're asking if the digital photos can be disconnected by doing the soul family clearing.
No, probably not, because your energy is still in it. You have a photo, you know, and everything that is in the photo with energy of whatever it is in the photo. So, you know, you need to release yourself from that some way. And it looks like it's getting time for our show to end here, so... do the Mind of Heart Drop. We do have our call this Saturday, 1 o'clock Pacific. It's a $20 call, and it's about integrating and helping out your brain, different partitions, et cetera. We have a flyer that you could get if you wanted to just go to clsquestions@yahoo.com and request it if you don't have one. A very nice call. It's 1 o'clock Pacific time on Saturday. Be maybe a two-hour call, maybe a little bit longer, we'll see. So let's do the Mind of Heart Drop, everybody. Here we go. So you need to command your spirit out loud. Say, and I'll command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And for the newbies, we do 10 to 1 three times. If you're an oldie, then you can just do it three times. And if you're a newbie, maybe do this for a week or two, the long way, then you can shorten it up. So here we go, because you already have the energy channels created to make this a lot simpler for you. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening. Blessings to you all. Tomorrow is our... replica call, 5:30 Pacific time, getting rid of replicas of you that have a condition, a situation, and that can help you. And thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Michelle. See you later, everybody. Blessings. Good evening.